everybody. Welcome to a Wednesday Sports Line, the Bulldog Hour. Get Rory alongside, as always. We'll take you to 3 o'clock. Hand it off to our good buddy, Phil Bonatti. Normally with you until 6, but Los Gigantes continuing their trek through the Midwest, ladies and gentlemen. Like Grant going through Richmond, everybody just gets out of the way of the Giants when they come to town. Actually, the way the Giants are playing, in all sincerity, the other team sends the limo to the airport to make sure the Giants pitching staff doesn't get lost on its way to the ballpark, particularly the late innings pitching with this club as they try to get one today in Milwaukee after being battered by Kyle Harrison, former Giant, guy who grew up 40 minutes away from the ballpark, and they decided, they being the front office, that they didn't need him anymore. So we'll talk more about that later on when we go over the schedule. We also have the NBA tonight, game one from San Antonio over on 790. Tell you all about schedule for both 1430 and 790 a little bit later, courtesy of Ed Dunkel and his outstanding business, Precision Civil Engineering, planning, land surveying, civil engineering, landscape architecture, construction management. It's all there under one roof. More information, 449-4500 or precisioneng.net on the web. Ed does such great work for his alma mater, Fresno State, fundraising through the Lyles College of Engineering. The goal is always to unify athletics and academics to provide more funding resources to students. It's worked beautifully over the years, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later on when we hit you with the schedule, not only for today, but for the rest of the week. By the way, I do want to mention the national championship best of three for softball starts today on ESPN with the NBA final starting on ABC. Busy time for the Mouse. You've got the national championship for softball. You've got the National Hockey League starting on ABC yesterday, the NBA today. So we'll talk all about that a little bit later on. Jack Purdy with me as always on a Wednesday. A lot to talk about basketball-wise. A couple more recruits we had mentioned last week are now in the fold for Fresno State. We'll address that and also address the very important hearings on Capitol Hill. Ted Cruz and Maria Cantwell. So you had one Republican, one Democrat pushing this forward. We'll see if that College Sports Act can work itself into what we need, which is some sort of codified law. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Nick Saban commented today. Teresa Gould was there representing the PAC. So we'll get to that with Jack in just a moment. But first, as always, other lead dogs want to spend some time with you initially. We'll start a little bit about the weather with our good friends at Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. They have been in NorCal and Central California since 1981. You see the avocado green and blue trucks all over the place. I've had them in to do work even during COVID. Great people, very competitive pricing, very timely. Anything you need, give them a call, 825-533-7825-LEES or leesair.com on the web, where you can schedule your appointments for Central Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. And as always, Central Air is very important this time of year. We are cruising into the main part of June, and right now we are a little bit warmer than normal, and then we're going to fall back a little bit cooler than normal, as we'll have another 96 today, the same tomorrow, 97 on Friday, and then we start to cool off. The breezes come in on Saturday, a 92, and then down to 86 on Sunday, and then the extended 88 Monday, 86 next Tuesday, 88 a week from today, and 90 finishes out the 10-day. So nothing wrong with this. The winds are going to be around 10 miles an hour most of the time, and the lows in the mid-60s. So perfect weather right now. Enjoy it. And you know this, the triple digits are on their way in a big hurry. But for right now, very pleasant outdoors for you. And we thank our friends at Lee's for allowing us the time to tell you about the weather. Also remind you, they sponsor the Lee's Air Hotline. Jack Furtick waiting on that right now. 559-320-1430. Mark that down, because you also call Phil with your comments live on air through that Lee's Air Hotline. Final reminder comes courtesy of another longtime friend and great businessman in the area, and that's Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe at Stainless Supply. Remind you about this all the time. Pipe fittings, valves, sanitary fittings, food grade, chemical hoses, suction hoses, all there at 4529 North Marty Avenue in town, Suite 103. More information, 266-7473, which is 266-RACK, or 266-PIPE, or you can go to the web at SuperiorPipeUSA.com or Gabe, who works for Joe. And it's not Gabe Camarillo. Gabe Camarillo, terrific guy. We worked with him. Gabe is over at Channel 26. I still talk to him on occasion. Gabe Mullins is the Gabe who works for Joe Cruz, another great guy. And you can reach the second Gabe for Joe at gabe.sbs@gmail.com in addition to information at SuperiorPipeUSA.com. We talk about this all the time. If you're someone who works around a valve, if you're a plant or maintenance person, work around a boiler, tanker delivery service operator, work at a dairy, really anywhere where a valve is important to the financial well-being and productivity of your business, if that valve starts to go down, your business can come crashing down with it. And what Joe has been able to do now for 26 years with his very successful business is to address, in a personal manner, everything you need to find out what the problems might be. If it's a minor hit, it'll be a seamless transition. You won't even notice that you're taking a hit. If you've already had a big problem, you'll set about a plan to get you started right away, same-day estimate, same-day service, to get you up and running before you take that big-time hit. And what Joe will do after he has wrapped up what he can do for you, he'll ask if you have a few minutes to talk to him about what he has done as a benefactor at Fresno State for over three decades. And we'll tell you at the moment the best way to go about donation, because we mention this all the time. It's going to have to be a grassroots effort. I'll tell you, go to the main website right now at GoBulldogs.com. There are links there for donation. BulldogFoundation.org is there. Under that header, you have Club Red, which is for former student-athletes to be involved. The major giving societies also have their links, which means the Green V Society, the Myers Champion Circle. Then under Ways to Give, you have Valley Co-op. Of course, matching funds are there. Valley Fuel, also alongside, and then the sports clubs, where your money goes directly to the sport you choose. For instance, quarterback club for football, timeout club for men's basketball. Jack Furtick with me in just a second on the board of directors, timeout club for men's basketball. He said they'd love to have more members. It doesn't cost that much. Great social organization, and also a lot of inside information during the meetings. And Jack has said you want more info, give him a call on his cell anytime. 559-287-3305, or hit him up on his email, FurtickJack@AOL.com. Other links are there for other sports, for instance, Dugout Club for baseball and other men's and women's sports under that sports club header. And then finally, the singular word more is there for just that, a click that will get you to more information, tickets and parking for all events on campus, how to order tickets, whether it's iPhone or Android, all that information there, one-stop shopping for you at GoBulldogs.com. And as always, we thank Joe Cruz for not only what he does to benefit Fresno State, but allowing us the time to tell you how to donate to Fresno State. And mind you once more that we're less than a month away from our relationship with Fresno State coming back into the fold again as the flagship for all Bulldog athletics and Bulldog Sports Enterprises will be there, the partnership to try to drive things financially forward or Fresno State. So it's very important. More information, go to 1430ESPNFresno.com, and you'll get information there. We'll certainly be talking about it a lot as we get into July and that formal transition takes place. Anyway, thanks to Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply. Thanks, as always, to Ed Dunkel, Precision Civil Engineering. I'll tell you more about Ed when we go over the schedules. And thanks to our buddies at Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. And right now on the Lee's Air Hotline, 559-320-1430. It is the aforementioned Jack Furtick. Jack, how you doing?
I'm doing trying to shake this cough I've had for 3.5 weeks. I guess it's something going around, and I was lucky enough to catch it. I saw Rod Kraft yesterday, gave me some pills. We did rule out COVID and Ebola. So, I ought to be... I have to outlive it, is basically what he said.
He didn't advise you to skip being on air with me, did he? Just wondering.
My voice is better for radio now that it's dropped a few octaves.
That's right. Our buddy Randy Rosenblum one time, Randy, by the way, who is honored in L.A. for his work with the high schools and has been a great friend for a long time. One day, I wasn't feeling great on air, and And Randy was on with me, so I was talking to him before the show, and as only Randy could do it, he goes, "Tony, it's a lot better if you're sick. More resonance." That's what he said.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Now he's living his life in South Carolina, loving every minute of it.
That's right, exactly. He had told me a long time ago that he would never, ever leave North Hollywood, where he grew up. But that's what marriage will do for you. Make you leave a lot of things in your life, and I believe in it at that, because if I say too much, I'm about 30 feet away from big trouble. That's what retirement does, not my retirement, but my wife's. So I didn't mean
it. Well, Randy said they took the vote. He said he and his wife took the vote, and it was 1-1, so she won, and they moved.
That's it. We've talked about it. Like you said, you don't need to worry about your opinion. Your wife will tell you what your opinion is, and I've told you the voting hierarchy here. We each get a vote, and she breaks all ties. So it's worked out beautifully for damn near 50 years now. We'll see if we get there or not. All right. All that having been said, before we dive into what's been going on in Capitol Hill, because it's very important, and we'll see if they can get consensus. You and I have been a little circumspect about this. We'll go over the particulars in a minute. But first, Jack, what we had talked about last week, talked about the two, I believe, final acquisitions for the roster for the upcoming men's basketball season. You have Pena coming out of Spain, Schroeder coming out of Germany, 1-6-1, the other 6-8. You had mentioned the Spaniard is more of a pure point guard, and Schroeder is a guy to bring you a little bit of beef and size, right?
Right, right. Now, Vance had said last week that the Spaniard is more of a pure point guard, while the BYU, who everyone thought, you know, would come in as the point guard, was more of just a freak athlete who can do a lot of things. So I think that'll be the competition to see who the starting point guard is.
And Perry, of course, is the BYU transfer.
Right.
Jack is referring to. Well, we'll see. Again, the proof is going to be obviously on what happens on the 94-50 during the year. But as you have brought up, Jack, from where Vance was 2 years ago as far as the talent on the roster, which, again, by the time he got the job, a lot of the guys had already chosen their locations. The other thing is he didn't have the infrastructure to get the NIL monies. This roster is vastly superior to what he started with a couple of years ago, talent-wise, correct?
Yeah, it's vastly superior, and the NIL money is quite a bit more than he had then. And I think, you know, the more money you have, usually the better players you have, as long as you evaluate them right.
Is this a team that you believe in what is going to be a very good league? There's no doubt about it. We've talked about the fact you do leave some good programs behind, but you did take the core of the best of the league, and then you're adding a club like Gonzaga, and you drop Air Force and San Jose State. So you're certainly as good, if not markedly better. It depends upon your point of view. But is this the team, Jack, that figures to be competitive if everybody stays healthy?
I would think so, but, you know, like Vern Plex, a former president of Bulldog Foundation, always says, at this point, we're undefeated. So,
yes, it's going to look good until November. That's right.
Yeah. Right, and that's what you have to wonder. Which point guard is going to be able to – your point guard takes over the team. I mean, he's the guy everybody looks to. He's the quarterback. You know, the Magic Johnson type, and it's how you communicate with the rest of the guys. Danny Tarkanian was a good example. Danny was a horrible shooter, but Danny just had control of that team. He told me one time they had a kid, Larry Anderson from Pittsburgh, who was a great shooter, 6'6". But mainly just a great shooter, left-handed. And if he ever missed maybe two or three shots in a row, Danny would go over and say, "Hey, Larry, that was my fault. I gave you a pass a little too low. I got to get in your shooting pocket." You know, I mean, things like that which can lead a team, because, you know, then you got the shooter who you don't want his head to be thinking about missed shots. You know, he go, oh, yeah, Danny, better pass would help. I'll knock those down.
Right.
Give me better pass. You know, and it, whether he did it or not, it was just something that was going to help a team. Now, you do have to have buy-in from all the other guys. And that's the problem that you have when you get guys who have never played with each other and you don't know what their goal is. If their number one goal is to audition for the next job, the next school, to get more money, because it looks like, you know, that what this is coming down, if they pass all these rules, you only get one transfer where you can play right away. And then if you want to transfer again, you have to sit out. And that year you sit out counts against your 5 years. So a lot of these guys come in, you know, are they auditioning for the next school to get more money? Or are they coming in saying, hey, let's do what we can do to win. All the other good stuff will come later. So, you know, let's buy in. Let's get this done. I think Vance does a good job of getting buy-in. It's just that the past couple of years, I think the guys bought in, they kind of, other than maybe Aguilar, but 2 years ago, but I think the guys bought in. I think they just weren't good enough.
And also, the health issues have been overwhelming in regard to Fresno State not being able to put the guys on the court they need. And that's going to be job one. I mean, look, we just saw this exemplified, and you and I had talked about it going in to the NBA Finals. We talked about it year after year, almost without exception. In the new world order of the NBA, which is the pace of the game, we've talked about, it's not necessarily who the best team is, it's who the most healthy team is. And we saw the Warriors lose a three-peat because two of the very best players in their prime at that time, Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson, were hurt. And every year we have seen this happen to teams, and this year it happened to OKC. Give San Antonio due credit, but Jack, the Thunder were without their second-best player for almost the entirety of the finals, and that was Jalen Williams out of Santa Clara. Jalen Williams out of Arkansas was there.
Right, but you had A.J. Mitchell. So,
yes,
two of their solid core, and it's tough because you're going up against San Antonio, who during the regular season had beaten them and had a better record against them than anybody else. So, in terms of a number of games. That's tough there. The Knicks just kind of cruised along. And, you know, are rested. Now, in that regard, San Antonio's rather rested, too. I mean, they've had a few days
off.
They're
young, Jack. They are really young. I mean, the Spurs are one of the youngest teams anywhere. And so, you know, if they can hold on to guys, the attrition that, you know, Barkley says it all the time, and we'll, if there's time, talk about game one coming up on our Aaron 790. But Barkley said, when you get older, you don't get better, you just get older, okay? So, and you don't heal as quickly either. In regard to Fresno State, obviously you're talking about college-age kids, and I don't know whether it's been something in the water there or just bad luck, but every time you turn around, particularly in the last year, you've had critical pieces to the puzzle not there for you. You know, it was exemplified when we saw Douglas make the three that sent it to OT, and you lose him. You're back. You lose him on the very play that was a highlight of that particular time of your season. And the takeaway was you lost him for a season plus. I mean, Jack, what do you do about that?
Well, yeah, that. And then you combine that with the close losses, and you have to say to yourself, you know, maybe our record could have turned around had we been healthy. We might have won those close games. So, you know, Vance had admitted he has to find a way to win close games. And when you're saying that, it means our guys on the floor, the ones who are healthy, have played basically the other team to a standstill, and now we have to win whatever the last 2 minutes or the last minute of the game, whatever it is. And, you know, that's, like you said, if everybody's healthy, you know, maybe it's a, you know, this is it for us. This is the season we've been waiting for. And that's what you got to cling to right now, because it's not one of those, you know, been brought up in New Jersey and half my family being from Brooklyn, you know, the Dodgers, it was always wait till next year. Well, you can't wait till next year in college sports anymore, because next year you got a whole new team.
And speaking of that, going to address now with the time we have this Protect College Sports Act. We've talked about it over and over again. Ted Cruz, of course, very controversial Ted Cruz out of Texas, and Maria Cantwell, who is a Democrat from the state of Washington, joined forces to try to push this through. And we've talked about the Protect College Sports Act, where, when you touched upon the points already, where the bullet points say limiting athletes to transferring only once without penalty, limiting them to a maximum of 5 years, period, no exceptions to that five-year rule, prohibiting former professional athletes from playing in college. So if you did take a run, even at a G League or whatever you're playing for pay, that you can't come back to college and do that. And prohibiting schools from poaching coaches. Or Cruz is calling the Lane Kiffin rule because of what happened, of course, where Ole Miss essentially lost Kiffin in the season to LSU. And you've had guys like Nick Saban saying, this system is broken, we have to fix it. And that even though this bill isn't perfect, it is a step in the direction that we have to take. And, Jack, when you've got guys like Pete Bavakwa, who is the ultimate have, let's face it, he's the AD at Notre Dame, when you have him sounding the alarm about the danger of the SEC and the Big Ten pulling away from everybody else and being a super conference. So if Notre Dame is worried, if it's not just rhetoric, if Notre Dame is worried, we got a real problem because they have their own television network and NBC behind them. And yet Notre Dame, as people are aware, still independent, and they have an association with the ACC. They are worried about being left behind if this thing plays out the way it's ultimately heading if we don't stop it. But, Jack, while we can sound the alarms and Saban can make his comments, and, you know, Teresa Gould, the commissioner of the Pac-12, was there, they can all ring the bell about it. But unless you're going to get 60 senators to line up for you, even if every Republican is behind it, and I don't know that all 53 are, you still need 7 Democrats at a time, as you and I have talked, that there are a lot of other things going on in this country right now that have pushed sport to the background, and justifiably so in most people's eyes. Jack, you know, the road to hell is littered with good intentions, right? Can they possibly get 60 to say we're going to codify this and we're not going to address anything more than the antitrust exemption? We're not going to talk about athletes being employees. Is it possible, as we've talked, to have an agreement without collective bargaining to make the players say, this is your cap, this is hard and fast, and, oh, by the way, you're still not protected by being an employee? Can you get the lawyers who are advising those student-athletes to buy into that without codification by Congress?
I read the bill. Part of it says to protect the name, image, and likeness rights of and provide protections for student-athletes and to promote fair competition among intercollegiate athletics and for other purposes. Now, Saban came out and said he, you know, endorsed it. He said they need an educational process to protect student athletes. I've seen this. I mean, I've been a member of the Coach Association for almost 60 years, so I've seen things change. At one time, there was a guy who played 4 years and, you know, went on, played overseas, became a husband and a father, got older, more mature, and then came and said, you know, I want to get my degree. And I was with him. We went to a advisor, and he played 4 years at this school. He was 2.5 years short of his degree. So what they did, and this is a long time ago, try to do that. They took away, you just have to have 12 units, but you have to have units that go toward your degree.
Right.
Now, the problem I have with that now is when guys transfer, some schools won't take a certain course that you took, and you have to take another in lieu of it. And if you do it continuously, like we have now, a lot of kids aren't even graduated. If Saban said he wants an educational process to protect your student athletes, what you need is to add education into this money. We did the thing where you went from taking whatever you want, it was kind of a joke, you know, and getting the job of you know, watering the field when they have automatic sprinklers, things like that. They went away from that. And they were making incremental changes. The problem with what they have now, I think you can get 60 senators to agree because it's such a broad concept. I mean, having not letting coaches quit in the middle of the year to take another job, I think most people are going to agree with that. And many of the other things in there, they'll even agree with the 5 years, and you can transfer one time without having to sit out. I think people might agree with that. The problem you have, and I know I testified before the NCAA one time to get a rule change, which I was successful at. But what I found, and I read the NCAA rule book, I was assistant chairman of the recruiting committee, so I had to know the rules. The biggest problem with anything you pass now is you cannot legislate equality, and you cannot legislate morality. And so whatever you pass, like we talked about last week, there are going to be loopholes. People are going to get around it, whatever it is. I think you can get this thing to pass. I just don't know what kind of teeth it has, because there, you know, there are already exceptions for religious reasons and military and pregnancy for the five-year rule. And others are going to come and challenge things. It is the way it is. The big schools are always going to be that. Very seldom are you going to see a Gonzaga who was nothing in the 70s and built their team to, at one time, they were number one in the country. You're not going to see UNLV, who, you know, was nothing when Jerry took it over and won a national championship and should have probably won two and had the best team in history. So I just don't, I don't know. I mean, I think college athletics is always screwed up. And I think while they've made changes from, you have to take things that count toward a degree, and then you can get NIL, you can get a scholarship and you can work in the summer. Or you can you now get a scholarship and you can get more money. It was cost of living. Guys were getting like $500 a month, which is pretty good to get everything paid for and $500 a month. Then they went to NIL. Now you're going to have to get some kind of educational aspect tied into all of this, where you're going to try. The reason you go to college is to graduate. It's to get a better job. And usually, unless you're going to inherit a job, you need a college degree to get one. Now, if you don't need a college degree, then probably, you know, you shouldn't be in college. You know, just go to the G League. Go pro. Go play overseas. But I think this can pass, believe it or not. And I think it can pass because it seems to be easier than a lot of the other things Congress is dealing with. And the only problem that you have is there's no cooperation anymore. I mean, it's, like I said before, the country used to be about right versus wrong. Now it's just about right versus left. And,
right,
you know,
right.
I'm not going to agree with you because you're on the other side of the aisle, and you're never going to, you know, I know people say, well, you know, these, you know, Democrats always vote together. They'll never cross the aisle. Well, either will the Republicans right now. I mean, it's the same thing. You're either on one side or the other, and the people in the middle are left behind. And in my view, the people in the middle are probably 80% of the country. But in terms, in terms of this, this doesn't seem like it's that controversial. Because what is it that's so controversial about this? The problem you're going to have is the haves are still going to be the haves, and the have-nots are going to be the have-nots. What you are you're saving maybe the Big Ten and the SEC going off by themselves.
The controversy, Jack, you're correct. A couple of things here. To your point, there was a man on the street thing that was done deliberately during election time where they had an actress pretend she was a Cub reporter, right? So she didn't have experience. And she would go up to people and say, okay, this candidate did this, that, and whatever. And she would deliberately go, if it was a blue candidate, a Democrat, she would go to Republican stronghold and people on the street, that's awful. He should not be allowed to run again. And she'd go, oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry. I'm new at this. This was the Republican. Well, you know, everybody makes mistakes. In other words, the very same facts that they were ready to dismiss somebody about were presented to them, and it turned out to be the other side, and they suddenly did a 180, and you realize when that happens on both sides that you have no hope for objectivity. It is whether you've got an R or a D next to your name. That having been said,
consider
Jack.
Consider this, Tony, and not to make this a political show, but what you're saying is exactly true with Graham Platter up in Maine and Ken Paxton in Texas. The Democrats are saying Paxton is such a bad guy, and he is, but they're saying Platner, well, you know what? He's done some things, but we have to take over the Senate. The Republicans are saying, how can you run this guy, Graham Platner? What a dirtbag. But we got to, you know, Ken Paxton, yeah, we're behind him, even though he's been impeached by his own people. And, you know, well, he was acquitted, yeah, by his own people. I mean, it's just, R or D.
Right. The only thing about that, you're talking about people that are covering their hide a lot of times from guys above. I'm talking about man on the street doing this, the people that are going to the ballot box, and it's dangerous you're not even thinking about the reality. So here's what I was going to say. When I talk about this passing, I'm not talking about not getting 60 votes. I know you can get 60 votes. But you can only get 60 votes, as you referenced, and we've talked about it, if there are more loopholes than a piece of Swiss cheese, okay? Those holes have to be big everywhere. Right. And the lawyers specialize in this, and this is where you get to what we've gotten to in professional sport. The NBA, as we've talked, because you have 30 owners, 28 of which are deathly afraid of the other two, Ballmer, Lacob, and you might throw the Madison Square Garden folks with Dolan there, the owners in OKC, the owners in Orlando, whatever, they banded together and said, we are going to put together a salary cap. Now, understand, you have to have collective bargaining to do this. We're going to put together a real cap, a cap that says, if you don't adhere to it, it's not just that we're going to hit you with the luxury tax the way baseball does, because the Yankees don't care and the Dodgers don't care about the damn luxury tax. And a lot of the owners in Major League Baseball, because they get a cut of that luxury tax overflow, they stay silent. The NBA, like the NFL said, because the NFL went through with Jerry Jones and Eddie DeBartolo. If they didn't stop them, there would have been no league. The 49ers and Cowboys might have just go ahead and play best of 16 every year, okay? What you had in those leagues, and particularly the NBA, they said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put together a cap that not only penalizes you, for instance, with even a role player like Gary Payton II, who's a fine player, but he is not his dad. He is not a Hall of Famer. But he's a good player. He's a good defender. He's a good team guy. The Warriors wanted to keep him the first time around. They wanted to pay him 4 years, $30 million, because that was the matching funds offered by the Portland Trail Blazers as a restricted free agent. But for the Warriors to match that, Jack,
they would have had to have paid seven times the amount, $210 million for the $30 million that Portland would pay because the Warriors were over the apron. Further, if you're right. over the second apron, guess what? You not only cannot re-sign players, you can't make trades, and we will take your draft choices. That, my friend, is a real cap. And what
right.
I'm saying in
right.
college,
that has teeth.
If, we're,
right.
if you're going to have a paper tiger here that you're going to have this stuff, Nick Saban brought up what you and I talked about the other day. He said, wait a minute here. The idea of NIL, and it's a little funny when one of the haves like Nick Saban has suddenly found a conscience because he didn't have it when he was at Alabama, okay?
Right.
But here's the thing, that what Nick Saban is saying is you're taking a player and you're saying, okay, even though NIL is supposed to be an offshoot of his ability or her ability on the court or on the field of play, and it's supposed to be an offshoot of the popularity. Steph Curry, for instance, just signed a $400 million sneaker deal with a company yeah. in China. That is an offshoot of Steph Curry's ability on the court and his international notoriety. What Nick Saban just said is, wait a minute, we've completely bastardized NIL. We are. It is pay for play. It is not you build a resume and then we reward you. No. We're looking at your potential, and we're going to pay you for your potential, and that is wrong. It is wrong, Jack. And when Nick says we're going to have a hard cap, that's fine. But what Nick doesn't bring up is, never mind the cap, which he said $20 million is probably not enough. That's what Babakwa said as well. Fine. But you and I both know, Jack, it is not the cap for the schools that's the problem. The problem is the NIL monies that are being handled by sponsors. Those are separate. How in hell do you stop that if you have a $20 million cap, but I'm willing to spend $40 million of my own sponsorship money and the courts are going to back me up? How do you stop me from blowing up the system? That's the
right.
problem I have. If you're going to codify yeah. this, who in the world is going to line up behind that, particularly if it injures the school in your area, where particularly the Southeast, where it's not – as you know, sport is not just a religion. It's much more important than that. And we know how important religion is in the Bible Belt. How are you going to solve that one, Paisan? That's my question.
Well, what? Yeah, see, I read this. I don't know if I got this right, but it's one of these, if you exceed the cap, it's kind of a luxury tax, and that money has
yeah.
to be put toward women's sports and Olympic sports. Well, that doesn't
right.
do anything. I mean, so what?
Yeah, but
so what?
That's
they have money,
cap.
They can
that's
do it.
A school cap, though, Jack. What are you
right.
doing with the sponsorship cap? You can't stop free enterprise unless somehow Congress codifies something without making somebody. How in hell do you make somebody a non-employee? And Cruz admitted it. He goes, I had to leave out the employee-employer relationship or I could not get 60 votes. He said the quiet stuff
yeah.
out loud, okay?
Right, right.
How
yeah,
are you going to stop that legally, Jack? If you, if Andy, for instance, your son, or Alex, if they had a chance and there was a cap somewhere, but a benefactor, a sponsor said, I wanted to be my spokesperson for my chain of tire stores across the country, and I'm going to pay him $40 million, you going to tolerate them saying no? Aren't you going to stand up and say, no, that's separate from what the school is doing?
Well, I don't know anybody who wouldn't. I mean, you know, that's the tough thing. Talk about live golf. You know, these people say, oh, how can these guys take that dirty money? You know what? If somebody offered you $200 million, it wouldn't be so dirty anymore. You know what I mean? It's tough. That's why I said you can't legislate morality. And you can't
well, sure.
legislate equality. The schools that are big. Now, what if they went to this? What if the Big Ten and the SEC broke away? And let's say they said, okay, we'll take Notre Dame with us. Maybe treat it like soccer. The team that wins the national championship among the other schools moves up, and the worst school in the other, in the upper league,
yeah, relegation,
is relegated
yeah.
back down. You can't do that. These are schools. These aren't professional teams. So
well,
I think you can, just because of what you said, about Ted Cruz taking that to get 60 votes. That's why I think they can get 60 votes, because as a congressman, you then can run on, hey, look what I did for college athletics. Even though deep down, you know that it's not solving a problem.
Well, the fact that Ted Cruz is in football crazy Texas, it's not a coincidence, okay? And
right,
I'm not
right.
saying, you know, I'm not saying that he's not trying to do the right thing. I'm saying the cold, hard reality is, as long, and we've talked about this over and over again, Congress can do whatever it wants, but if the courts are going to overturn it, there's nothing you can do. And one more time, and I brought this up with you before, and I know we're out of time, and I apologize for getting a little bit farther into other things. We'll do it in weeks to come over the summer. But, Jack, as we've talked over and over again about this particular situation, you have got schools across the country that are part of the haves, and maybe they are trying to get a leveled playing field for just the haves. You know, they've locked the gate, but then they want fairness within the confines of their own little, you know, group of paradise there. I get that. I understand it. But I also know that if you are not going to have an employee-employer relationship, we are right back to what I've said to you before. This is not jury duty. It is not a requirement that you play athletics at the collegiate level. It is an opportunity. But like you said, if you don't like the rules put in front of you, then see if you're good enough at 18 to go play in the G League or overseas. You are not required to have an opportunity beyond is your physical ability of a level where you are marketable. Okay. Once you get there, however, if you are not going to make them an employee, there's a reason it's called the National Basketball Association. It is an association. The NC2A, you know this well. You just talked about being on committees. It is a voluntary organization, Jack. You don't have to be part of the NCAA.
Exactly.
And if the networks, with all the money, if the NBCs and the CBSs and their streaming entities, Peacock and Paramount Plus and ABC and ESPN, they all say, you know what, the only schools that matter is this relative handful. We're going to pay them. They are going to come with us. There's not a damn thing anybody in Congress can do to stop it. They can make rules, but then it can be circumvented because the networks can say, okay, those are rules to play in the voluntary organization that is the NC2A. And the vast majority of schools will play that way, and good for you, you can have your national championship. But, oh, by the way, your soccer example, the top-tier league, the one with the best teams, those are going to belong to us. So you make your rules. You play in your sandbox. We're taking the creme de la creme, and we are putting them under our aegis, and we're paying for them, and there's nothing you can do about it. And that's the truth right now, isn't it?
Right, exactly. I remember when we used to complain about NCAA rules, the NCAA always, not us, anybody, the NCAA would always say, this is a voluntary organization. If you don't like it, then you can go out and do what? and become the NAIA.
That's the problem. That's the problem, and that's where we're going to have to leave it for today. Jack, I'm glad your voice held up, and I appreciate it as always, my friend. And we'll have all summer long to talk about as we get ready for the fall and for the basketball season itself. Appreciate it, Paisan. Take care. Hope people, again, give you a call, 559-287-3305 or ferdyjack@AOL.com. Join the Timeout Club. Appreciate it, Jack.
Thanks, Tony.
All right, guys. Jack Ferdy, take a break. Come back. Tell you about the schedule. Hand it off to Phil. He'll have an hour for you today. And then the Giants will wow us once again as they get their brains beat in for a third straight night in Milwaukee. Hope I'm wrong about that. We'll talk about the schedule after this as the Bulldog Hour continues on this Wednesday on Central Valley Sports Leader 1430 ESPN. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Just about 2:53. Coming up on the show. Thanks again, Jack Ferdy, for his time. Jack playing hurt today because he definitely is having a battle with whatever the bug is, and I hope he's able to get over it. And I do appreciate him jumping in, as we had some technical issues earlier today, and we weren't certain we were going to get on or not. And he was nice enough to take a phone call just like 5 minutes before the show, for goodness sake. And so I really appreciate him coming in. He'll be with us, of course, all summer long. Right now, before we hand it off to Phil for an hour, and then the Giants, want to tell you about the schedules for both 1430 and 790, courtesy of Ed Dunkel, our great friend, and his great business, Precision Civil Engineering, Planning, Land Surveying, Civil Engineering, Landscape Architecture, Construction Management,
It's all there under one roof. More information, 449-4500 or precisieng.net. And again, we commend Ed for the great fundraising through the Lyles College of Engineering he does for all those students at Fresno State, with the goal, as always, being to unify athletics and academics to provide more funding resources to students. It's worked beautifully over the years, and we thank Ed for everything he does, not only for the university, his alma mater, of course, but throughout the Valley with one of the very best civil engineering firms you're going to find anywhere in the world. So we thank him for his sponsorship and his time and the ability to tell you about the upcoming schedule. Giants today, after Phil has an hour, will be up with a 410 pre. They'll try to get one today. Maybe then they're set up with the afternoon game, morning game, our time tomorrow, which may be a little bit beyond 2 o'clock when we finally get on the air. We'll see. Matt Norville will be with me tomorrow. The Giants trying to get one today, so maybe they can split tomorrow, at least get one before they get swept in Milwaukee. 4:40, the first pitch on 14:30. Over on 790, it will be game one of the NBA Finals from ESPN Radio from San Antonio. 4:30, the pre. They'll tip it off just after 5:30. Television, it belongs to ABC. Mentioned earlier, softball, first of the best of three, the rematch between Texas Tech and Texas, will be on ESPN at 5 o'clock today. It's unfortunate that those things happen to be in conflict, but that's just how it works. And, of course, the National Hockey League started the Stanley Cup Finals last night, and they'll play on the nights that the NBA is not. Those games also on ABC. Reminder about other things coming up for us. Of course, we have got the Giants and A's throughout the summer, and the feature that we're looking forward to is beginning July 1. We are the flagship once again for Fresno State Athletics, this time with 1430 and 790 handling all the men's and women's sports. And I want to mention it again, Bulldog Sports Enterprises, the partnership, the first time you had a local entity like Chris and everybody at the station in partnership with Fresno State to drive things forward financially for the university, and we look forward to that. And I would ask anybody to get involved with Bulldog Sports Enterprises if you possibly can. More information, 1430ESPNFresno.com. Find a lot of info there, including, by the way, the live links and podcasts and everything for the station itself. And get the app. Makes it a lot easier to listen. And call the station at any time to get more information about helping out through Bulldog Sports Enterprises. Now, as far as Phil's show, normally 3 to 6 with outstanding show behind the bench, shortened a little bit today because of the Giants. On Thursdays, as will be the case tomorrow, at Fashion Furniture with our good friend Rod Avedikian, they're having such great success. They've extended the Memorial Day sale, recliners, everything on sale. Nothing like in all of California. The best furniture you're going to find. El Paso across from River Park at Fashion Furniture. And, of course, when Phil is there, some good eats as well. And you can always give Phil a call. You can't get there in person on the Lee's Air hotline, which is 559-320-1430. Paul Metters has a fine show on Saturday mornings, been running for a long time, live from First String Sports, 10 a.m. to noon on Saturdays, and that is Central Valley Sports Report. We are with you at 2 o'clock each and every weekday. You can reach me, tdad1 at att.net, T-D-A-D, the number one at att.net. And again, I'll mention it, guys, at the moment, and I do have surgeries coming up on a variety of body parts. The running joke is Jerry Dunklin, the great surgeon, Spock, many years ago was on the air with me, and we both figured out that the old Steve Austin, Lee Majors, $6 million man, that I'm the $6 man. That's what I'm worth. I have so many surgeries still in front of me that I'm worth about $6 tops. So we're going to try to fight our way through them this summer. Sometimes I can respond to your emails privately. A lot of the times it'll just happen to be over air. And again, thanks to Benito and Reedley, Gino in Visalia, Gary up in Atwater, all of our friends, Robert here in town, Eddie, everybody that has taken time to email. I'll try to get back to you as soon as I can, and I'll certainly try to take care of it on air. Anyway, thanks as always to Jack Furtig for his time and Jorge, his great work. Phil coming up, then the Giants, game one of the NBA Finals coming up on 790. Matt Norville with me tomorrow in the final thank yous
go out, as usual, to Ed Dunkel, Precision Civil Engineering, Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe Stainless Supply, and our friends at Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. And one more time, you can give Phil a call on the Lee's Air hotline, 559-320-1430. We will see you guys tomorrow, hopefully on time at 2:05. The Giants start at 11:10 our time in Milwaukee tomorrow. Games have taken a little bit longer because of the strike zone being tightened up because of ABS, but the games have been taking about 2.5 hours, so we should be okay, at least I hope so. We'll be on at 2:05 or close to it. See you then. Stay tuned for Phil on KFIG Fresno.